You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Was in Eretz Yisrael. He went to Eretz Yisrael. Right?
Moshe?
Moshe Rabbeinu.
He didn't.
He didn't?
No.
No, he did.
Only visualized it.
No, he did. He did. The first sacrifice of Pesach was brought in Yerushalayim. So Moshe Baruch Shalom went with Am Yisrael, they brought Korban Pesach, and they came back. How do we know? Because we learned in Parshat Yitro that Hashem mentions that He took us on the wing of eagle, where? To Yerushalayim, the world of Korban Pesach, and they came back. So He did go there for sacrifice of peace. Ah, the later, because Ribono Shel Olam, the expectation that has from a leader is a very unique quality. He has to be patient, has to be able to deal with every mood, character. So Shalom Shalom did not pass the test. So when he hit the rock, so Hashem said, "You cannot sanctify my name, so you're not permitted to go to a holy land. It's called Eretz Zabat Halav Udvash. So you don't fit." So that's why he didn't permit it to go there. So now here, the interesting point here is why Hashem has to mention that I carried you on the wing of eagle. So one explanation that Rashi HaKadosh brings, that all the birds are afraid of eagle. But eagle is scared of the arrow of hunter. So that means Ribono Shel Olam protected us with the clouds of glory, and it was hit by the arrows of the Egyptian. So Hashem says that exactly felt the same way. I carried you on the wing of the eagle. Why? Because Hashem, goes through the pain and you will not feel the pain. Now, the interesting point here is why eagle is called Nesher. Orab, in Hebrew term, they call it Nesher. Do you know why? We have a pasuk in Tehillim. It's brought Tichadesh Kineshev Na'uraichi. That means that to renew, Tajdid, they call it, your youth, just like a eagle. You know what which means more it is? No? Why? Tithadesh Kaneshev Na'uraichi. Miss more 103. So what does that mean? What has anything to do? The Melam Shalom says to renew my young state, just like a nesher. What is nesher? Reminds you, nesher. Nosher. What does nosher mean? Falls down. Very nice, beautiful. Nesher is called eagle. Why? Because nosher. What does he nosher? What does he falls down? What? You don't have eagle at home?
No.
You didn't study eagle? Why?
It was in my school.
No, all the birds do that, just about.
It means
you never were curious about to find out what eagle is all about, but you have an obligation to look into. You know, that's why we have two chapters in the Torah about the birds, animals. I'm sorry?
It's the heavy bird.
I understand, but no, but here, why the name is called?
Nesher.
Yeah.
Nosher. Heavy is notot,
nosher. Ah, very nice. The feather falls, and it becomes bald. And then the feather, you can, no, but is that a shame? After I read you, go study it. it grows back again. Isn't that something? You didn't know this.
Yes.
You knew.
If he has trust that it's going to grow back, it's going to grow back. But if he loses that trust, he's going to die.
Well, it's too deep for us. But you know, just as far as his nature, that Ibn Shalom implanted, this is the nature of the eagle. How is it that all the feather falls, and then it goes back in? So that's why Ibn Shalom says, Titchadesh kaneshir to renew. Just like the eagle. What does that mean? You look at the eagle, what happened to it? And then you come back after a little while and see, wow, it's full of the feather. What does that mean? Ibn Shalom says, I carried you on the Neshir. I carried you on the eagle. Why you have to tell me, how did you carry me? You could transform me. You can just move me from one place to another place. He wants to teach us. A Yehudi should know in life he becomes exactly like an eagle. They call it kachal. The circumstances, there's nothing to look up. Say, what's going to happen now? What I'm going to do now? What's going to be? So here, Ibn Shalom is teaching us, don't worry. Look at the nation. The olam, all the feather falls, but then comes back on. So that's how Yehudi should look at in his life. The Chas v'Shalom should not be disappointed, should not lose hope, even though that he feels, you know, what is it to grab on? What I'm going to do? What's going to be? And that's why the first step that we just about leaving the galut, and you don't know where to go. What's going to happen? How's it going to be? What am I going to do? What am I going to eat? Where am I going to sleep? I'm going out nowhere. There's no direction here. You know, sometimes people, you know, when they start wanted to drive, so what would they do? They go to driving school, right? So who sits next to him?
The teacher.
So now, how does he drive? Huh?
Cautiously.
I know, but does he know how to drive?
No.
So now, the steering wheel, right?
There's two wheels.
Well, it used to be, but not, yeah, it could be. So now, when he pulls to the right and left, who straights the wheel? Who?
The teacher.
Because he's not expert yet. He doesn't know how to drive. So now he pulls to the right, left, and then the teacher right next to him, what do you do? Grabs the steering wheel. You should know, driving in life, there is somebody that holds the steering wheel for you. Who is it?
Ribono Shalom.
You have to ma'amin. You have to believe that even though that sometimes the status, the circumstances, looks.
Looks.
No feather. What do you call it?
Kachal.
Exactly. You should not lose hope, Chas v'Shalom, because the feather is gonna
grow back.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.